I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Bamboo in Myanmar has hit the flowering stage, and with it comes a plague of destruction and famine. Gospel for Asia's Daniel Penos says, the rats feast off the seeds and destroy everything. Worse yet, Myanmar's junta government is intercepting aid. Penos says their teams are doing all they can to help.
It actually provides us with opportunities to share the love of Jesus with people. Our missionaries and our people are there at the places where people are most affected, and we're able to reach out with food and help and killing these rats. It gives us opportunities to tell them how much Jesus loves them and how much we want to help.
Next, Living Water International workers were threatened by tribal people in Peru known as the Kendoshi. These people number about 3,000. Nearly all have hepatitis B and are hopeless. The Kendoshi are feared by everyone because of their violence. LWI entered a village to investigate the need for water wells. One man threatened to kill an LWI worker if a well wasn't drilled. They later went back and drilled 9. Pray that the water well will allow LWI to share Christ. And a new 3-story elementary school opened in Guatemala this week, says Steve Goering of Worldwide Christian Schools. It was a 3-year project, and now up to 560 children each year will be able to receive the area's only quality education.
The Quiche Indians are kind of a second-class group in the eyes of many Guatemalans. And for these students to have the combination of a Christian education and a quality education, they're going to have a chance to better their lives in the society and the development of Guatemala.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address absolutely free, complete with pictures, links, and expanded Mission News coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's MNN, the daily email updates at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.